And here we go over to Harley and Edmund.
Hi, I enjoyed your last segment, but I just wanted to ask about that. Will drinking more water thin my blood? Because my blood is thick.
Yes, it will, ma'am. But what'll do even better for making your blood more slippery, not more thin, but more slippery, which is also important for not creating abrasion, is good old fish oil. And one can take a bunch of that, too, and get their blood not to be as abrasive.
Okay, great. I wanted to ask two more questions, if I may. One, what do you recommend to prevent dark spots, you know, age spots?
Okay, you mean the brown spots that a lot of us get?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that one's almost easy, ma'am. It's a B vitamin called niacinamide, and that niacinamide has been proven to cut the risk of skin cancer just by swallowing the niacinamide. You don't even have to rub it in unless you feel like it. Now, I've noticed over and over and over again that people who have brown spots are more likely, and I didn't say for certain, but more likely to have somewhere in their families, particularly if they have a lot of brown spots, I should have said, somebody in their families with type 2 diabetes. And the reason for all this, ma'am, is in type 2 diabetes, some researchers have proven that those people's bodies can't make niacinamide internally, whereas people who do not have that in their family, their bodies can make niacinamide internally. So, of course, if you're making the remedy internally, you're not going to get the problem. But if you are not making the remedy internally, or there is another circumstance where you simply haven't gotten enough of your diet of niacinamide, you're going to get those brown spots. And why does it happen? Because what the niacinamide does for every cell in the body, including the skin cells, is to keep them energized. Niacinamide turns into NAD, turns into NADH. I know that's all technical, but ultimately it ends up as ATP. And ATP is the energy molecule for every cell in the body, ma'am. And if our skin cells don't get enough energy, I'm sorry, they get weak and they tend to turn brown. It's as simple as that.
Well, I do take niacinamide.
How much?
For osteoarthritis. You told me. I take 3,000 a day.
Good for you. Well, you're doing what you can to prevent those brown spots then by working on your osteoarthritis.
But you are right. I was one of those few people that my body rejected niacinamide. I got really sick. So I just took tiny little bits every single day for months before I could work up to the 3,000.
Okay. I did, because I'd ask you to consider one other thing, ma'am.
Okay.
I hope you helped your body overcome its sensitivity, its hypersensitivity, whatever you want to call it, to the niacinamide. But it could be it's just settled down a bunch. So if you get a chance working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, you might get yourself checked to see if you're still sensitive to the niacinamide, although your body is not manifesting that sensitivity. And the reason you might want to do that, ma'am, is because we can get desensitized with no problem at all. And if you get desensitized, it's going to do a better job in case you happen to be still sensitive, but it's not manifesting.
Okay, I'll ask Dr. Sherman about that. And
there you go.
And my last question is, which digestive enzyme do you recommend for people over 60?
There's two of them, ma'am. There's one called Biozyme, B-I-O-Z-Y-M-E, and I forgot the manufacturer, but still nobody else has that title. The second one, though, and the reason there's got to be two of them, is that there is not in Biozyme or any other enzyme I have ever read the label upon, except for this one, there's not enough for fish meals and for other meals that have more fat and oil in them. So I ask people to keep those around if they need digestive enzymes, keep the Biozyme around, but keep another jar around of something called lipanase, L-I-P-A-N-A-S-E, L-I-P-A-N-A-S-E. And again, if you read the label there, you see, wow, that's got a lot of fat digesting potential. And we really need that for the fish meals and the other meals that may have more oil in them. Let's say we have a good salad with a lot of olive oil or something like that.
Okay, excellent. I take lipanase already, so I'll add the Biozyme. And thank you so very much for your service. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your clinic with Dr. Sherman. A shout-out to him, and he's wonderful.
Yay. Yes, he is. So
okay.
thank you
Dr.
Thank you for calling, ma'am.